Good morning. Welcome to Texas Chaos Podcast. This is Refinish69, your host. A bunch of thieves, thugs, and nutcases took over Texas. Then they used it as a stepping stone to Washington, D.C. They raided our treasury, stripped our schools, and handed it all to their corporate cronies. Y'all ready to do something about it? We're taking Texas back. Join us. This podcast is done in connection with Texas Chaos Blog, which is Texas KAOS.com, where you can read some great articles by some great activists in Texas, where we are trying to take Texas back and get good people elected, and also do oversight on these idiots that have taken over Texas and are trying their best to destroy it, along with destroying America. Some of the things that have been going on lately in Texas, we actually had an anti-abortion terrorist in Austin. A young man, 27 years old, has been arrested for placing a bomb outside of a Planned Parenthood office. Evans made an initial appearance before a federal magistrate, and he was crying, and he had an attorney appointed for him. But he set up a bomb outside an office that would have killed people. Inside a south side insulated cooler, it contained 2 pounds of nails, a battery, a 12-inch piece of copper pipe, a mechanical timer, and a propane cylinder. Inside the pipe was potassium nitrate, which can be used to manufacture gunpowder, and a type of sugar called dextrin. This bomb would have destroyed property, would have destroyed lives, and this 27-year-old nutcase cries when he's in front of court, but he wanted to kill people. If he's found guilty, I say put him away for life. Paul Ross Evans is a terrorist, just as bad as any member of Al-Qaeda, because someone doesn't believe the same way he does about something, he's going to kill them. What's really sad is that in this world today, the ultra-conservatives are teaching young people through their rhetoric and their hate and their lies that instead of discussing things, it's better to just hate and try and hurt people. And this is what comes from it. They don't realize what they're doing. These political leaders, they're so adamant and keep thumping the Bible at everyone. They don't realize what they're doing and how bad they're not only hurting their cause, but hurting the people that believe them, and also hurting innocent people all the time. This is just sick and sad. Now I'm going to find a song to play and then I'll go on from here.
Reading and writing are boring. History's just a bunch of stupid dates. Geography, that's really not much for me. I'm happy living right here in the States. Math has all those numbers. English is a chore. Science takes up too much time. That's not what I'm here for. My duties at the frat house are demanding. They sometimes interfere with higher ed. So does sleeping late into the morning after I've been smashed out of my head. Homework is a bother. You have to write and spell. I borrow someone else's. It works out pretty well. All in all, I'd say it's most important to thine own self something and some stuff. That's why I say prayer and education. Something, well, I've said enough. I guess I didn't learn that much or open up my mind. The thing that I remember is to leave no peer behind. Now I am a poster child for a wasted, misspent youth. to the nerds and squares and those who care, it's time to tell the truth. School doesn't matter, I'm the president. I never got better than a C. School doesn't matter, I'm the president. Look at me, look at me. School doesn't matter, I'm the president. I never got better than a C. School doesn't matter, I'm the president. Look at me. Whoa, look at me. Yeah, look at me. Well, 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 I'm the president. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was the Happy Tones singing School Doesn't Matter, and I guess it didn't matter to this young man in Texas. And unfortunately, he will pay the price for the stupidity he's been taught by the Republican and the religious right by spending time in prison if he's found guilty. Which he deserves, of course, don't get me wrong, but if he had not been taught to hate just because people didn't believe the way he believed, he probably would not be in this position. And I do blame the Republican Party and the religious right for their out-and-out hatred for all things not their way and the way they teach young people hatred. And that is probably what has brought this young man to this situation. And of course his family, same way, because they didn't teach him to be accepting. And now they pay the price. Of course, in Texas, we have others that are just as stupid. Senator Cornyn was on CNN on April 20th, and you can see a clip at muckraker.com saying that the entire investigation into the Justice Department purge is just a political fishing expedition and that Al the Twerp Gonzalez should not resign. Well, is there any way we can legally, you know, send fish through the mail to John Cornyn without getting in trouble? I think that would be a hoot. I'd love to see his office completely lined with dead fish wrapped up in newspaper. Of course, this story was brought to us by Doran Williams over at the blog. Because these people just keep going and going and going. Unfortunately, with, I'm sure you've heard about the pet food recall. Anatopia, who's one of our front pagers over at Texas Chaos and a very sweet person, lost her cat Claude this past weekend. We're not sure if it's due to the food recall, but I have a feeling it is. So please keep Anatopia in your thoughts and send warm thoughts for her, for Claude, and for her significant other. And now I'm going to read a poem for Anatopia that someone sent me when I had to have one of my animals put down a few years ago, and it really did help me, and it's a very sweet thought, and it is called The Rainbow Bridge. When an animal dies that has been especially close to someone here, that pet goes to Rainbow Bridge. There are meadows and hills for all our special friends so they can run and play together. There's plenty of food, water, and sunshine, and our friends are warm and comfortable. All the animals who had been ill and old are restored to health and vigor. Those who were hurt or maimed are made whole and strong again. Just as we remember them in our dreams of days and times gone by, the animals are happy and content, except for one small thing. They each miss someone very special to them who had to be left behind. They all run and play together, but the day comes when one suddenly stops and looks into the distance. His bright eyes are intent, his eager body quivers. Suddenly he begins to run from the group, flying over the green grass, his legs carrying him faster and faster. You have been spotted, and when you and your special friend finally meet, you cling together in joyous reunion, never to be parted again. The happy kisses rain upon your face, your hands again caress the beloved head, and you look once more into the trusting eyes of your pet, so long gone from your life, but never absent from your heart. Then you cross Rainbow Bridge together. The author of this is unknown, but it is one of the sweetest things I've ever read, and also one of the most touching. My heart goes out to Anatopia and to Claude, and the Diva Dogs and I are sending warm thoughts of love and healing. We love you, and we care.
Why do we isolate each other? All the walls we build between us make it so hard to be together.
That was Uncommon Love by Carole King. And I dedicate that song to all people who have loved, whether it's an animal or a person. It doesn't matter, because love is special. And I just thought that was an appropriate song for this morning. But let's get back to the craziness of Texas. Of course, this is one of the things I love. The Texas Journalism Awards, turns out they've been tainted. The Press Club of Dallas may have to review the last 3 years' worth of Katy Awards, one of the Southwest's most prestigious journalism prizes, because of the possibility they were rigged, the club president said. The entries for the 2006 Katys apparently never went before judges. Competitions for 2004 and 2005 are being probed also, Tom Stewart said Monday. And of course, this was back on April 26th. Stewart says he believes the competition might have been rigged by the club's former leader, who actually won 10 Katies in the past 4 years, and also has a criminal record. Former Press Club President Elizabeth Albanese was fired Saturday after the scandal became public from her job as Vice President for Communications for First Southwest Company, an investment banking firm in Dallas, the company's general counsel said. And of course, the AP has already said if it turns out that any of them are false, they will return any they've received. And I'm sure a lot of other journalists are feeling the same way. The club is considering canceling the 2007 Katy Awards, which have been distributed for 48 years to reward the top work by journalists and communication professionals in Texas, Arkansas, Colorado, Louisiana, New Mexico, and Oklahoma. How can these people do this stuff? I mean, here is this prestigious award, and they just destroy it to help themselves. But you never know. It keeps going on and on and on. And of course, we're never really surprised too much. I know that sounds horrible. Of course, Mauve, who's one of our front pagers, who does a lot on women's issues, she has an article in here, "The Sanctity of Life, Priceless Until the Bill Comes In," which is typical of the conservative right wing and the ultra-religious. Warren Chisholm's HB 175, a trigger bill to make abortion a felony in Texas, should Roe v. Wade be overturned, appears to have gone down for the count. A stiff anti-abortion bill is probably gone from the legislative session, dragged down partly by a budget analysis that showed outlawing all abortions would cost the state more than $400 million in health care costs over the next 3 years. So they got rid of the bill because of the cost, because they'd rather have cash than follow their so-called beliefs. Now, don't get me wrong. These anti-abortion bills, which basically just means they're anti-choice, because anyone that's pro-choice is not pro-abortion. I don't know how the right wing got it that everyone that is pro-choice is pro-abortion, because I don't know anyone that is. These people are just totally insane. And then, of course, we have lovely Laura Bush, the first lady to the chimp that's in the Oval Office. "No one has suffered more from Iraq than George and me." Laura, how stupid are you? Laura Bush, speaking on the Today Show, told Ann Curry that the American people need to know that no one suffers more than their president and I do. That means the families of the 3,333 Americans who died in Iraq haven't suffered more than you have. Their deaths are based on information, false reasons that your husband put forth, and the 26,000 plus Americans who've been injured in Iraq haven't suffered more. Mrs. Bush, how stupid are you? How ignorant are you that you can claim that you and George have suffered more than the Americans who have lost lives, lost limbs, eyes, blood in a war based on lies that your husband put forth? You are one sick woman. There's no other way to describe it. You're incredibly sick, incredibly shallow, and thank God, January 2009, you and your nasty husband will be gone from D.C. And hopefully, Someday, you and he will pay the price for your actions while y'all have been in office, or while he's been in office, and while he has destroyed America. Because it is unbelievable what you have done to hurt these people and to hurt America. I just don't understand you, and never will. I can't understand the pure hatred and insanity and stupidity of the Republican Party, or the ones that are still calling to send more soldiers to their death in Iraq, which means your husband, who you support so exclusively. But someday, you will have to explain this to people. Now, I am going to also post one of the new designs for the Texas Chaos store. And, of course, I'm hoping to have a third design up soon, as soon as the other designer gets it to me. And I will be contacting him again about that. Because the t-shirts and bumper stickers, of course, are helping pay for the blog, or some of the expenses for the blog. And then, of course, if we make enough money on them, we can use them once we set up a PAC to help politicians. Who knows? Because we are serious about taking Texas back. And in the future, on the show, I will be interviewing some of the candidates who are running for office and let you get to meet them and see what you think, so that you can make informed decisions about who to vote for in the 08 elections. Because, of course, you have to make informed decisions about the national elections. You need to be going to all the candidate sites, listening to the speeches, reading their proposals, their issues, their plans. But you also have to worry about the state elections. You have to worry about the House of Representatives, the Congress, the people we're sending to D.C. from Texas, but you also have to worry about the people we're sending into Austin. You have to worry about the city council races as they come up. Of course, I believe there's one, it's either Dallas or Houston this year, and I apologize if I've gotten that wrong, going on in Texas. But we do have to worry about our local elections, because our state government affects our lives drastically. And we have to hold them accountable also. Get involved, people. I don't care if it's through the Democratic Party, through a campaign, whether it's through a cause or a nonprofit organization. Get involved. Do not sit back and expect it all to happen for you. I hope you've enjoyed the show. I'm going to find a song to end it, and I hope you will join us in the future. I'm going to end the show with a song, "I'm Not Crazy," by Brian Kent, because I like it. Hope you enjoy it, and I hope you'll join us for the next show.